Sul.
I greet you tonight in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What a beautiful Tuesday. We are but a great radio station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is 16 past 6. The song that was playing is a song by Ada, Only You Jesus. That's a song that was playing. Remember when we start our show? We start our show with prayer, so we are going to pray and we are going going to invite God tonight to be with us into the show. Now we are going to pray with a song by Don Moon, saying Our Father. And as this song continues, we are going to pray and invite God to be with us tonight. As we are going to meditate, it's going to be awesome. As I told you that we are going to pray, we are praying now, inviting God to be with us today into this show. We are praying, Kasong Yadun Moon, our Father who art in heaven, let's pray. Daddy, we are praying tonight, we have gathered here, as we are going to do this show, Lord, that is called Time to Meditate. I believe that everything that we are going to speak about, You will be with us, Lord. You will guide us. You will direct us. And I believe that there are things that we are going to learn. I believe each and every listener who will be tuning in, who have just tuned in now, I believe that their life will never be the same again. I believe that there are things that they are going to learn as we continue. Lord, we thank you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, we were praying with a song by Don Moon saying, Our Father, who art in heaven. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Our number is 0328894658. That is our WhatsApp number. 0328894658. You can also use the number to call, or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can chat to us on our website www.radio.bythegrace.org, and then on the right hand side of your screen there's a chat box there where you can chat to us as we continue to meditate. It is a beautiful Tuesday, and I believe that as I speak there are people who are coming from work. Some are going to work, and I believe that the Heavenly Father is going to restore your heart. Heavenly Father is going to restore your soul, because you are just listening to By the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. As I told you that tonight we will be speaking under the title Hell and Heaven, that hell is real and heaven is real. There are things that you will understand, there are things that you will learn. If you may have a question, what you want to say, as we'll be continuing with the show, you are welcome to use the numbers that I gave you, which is 0328946658. You can WhatsApp us there, or you can call us on the very same number, or you can SMS us, or you can fax us if you have fax. You can even email us if you have email. If you have website, you can call www.radio.bythegrace.org. And then you chat to us as we will be talking about heaven is real and the earth and the hell is real. Two things we are going to talk about. We're going to talk about heaven and we're talking about hell. It's going to be awesome. I welcome you. Feel welcome as we continue. Let me play this song by James, that everything is possible. As we play this song, I'm making you feel welcome. As we continue, I want to say that you may invite your friend. You can share this with your friend so that your friend can listen, so that your friend can be part of us tonight as we are continuing. I know as I speak that your day was not fine. You felt like, you know, the way your day was, you felt like you thought that maybe you could have been at home, or you could have died because of what you have learned today, or what you came across. But I want to say to you, as you are listening to us, God is going to restore your heart. God is going to restore your soul. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just enjoy the song by James Ney, Everything is Possible. The time to hear. James there is saying, I believe everything is possible. Everything is possible with God. So that is what James there he said, that everything is possible with God. We continue to meditate. We are talking about, under the title said, hell is real and heaven is real. As we are meditating, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people.
Time to meditate. John Mabolo, 6 to 9 p.m.
by the Grace Radio.
Just meditate.
BCCSA, Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the Grace Radio. You decide a manana amabu chibuti ammamu rata. Utona nil naneo la huni a doctor. With Pastor Mrs. MB Mamabolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet with John Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping My Dust for the Night by Joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different Colors One People with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi. 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani. 3 to 6 p.m.
Alright, we are reading in the book of Luke chapter 16, verse number 19. That is a scripture that we are meditating with tonight, so that you can understand, as I told you, that we are speaking about heaven and hell, and that heaven is real, and hell is real. But remember, the hell was created after Satan was chased away from heaven. Now hell was not there in the beginning. Hell it was created after the devil did things that were against what God said he could not do. Now let's read Luke chapter 16 verse number 9. That's a scripture that we are going to read as we meditate, and I believe that your life will never be the same. I believe that your heart will never be the same. God will restore your heart and soul. As we are continue to meditate, you are with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamabolo, as we are meditating. So I'm going to start from number 19, Luke 16 verse number 19. That's where we're going to read. We'll continue. Now it tells us the rich man and the Lazarus. Alright, I'm going to start from verse number 19. As we continue to meditate, it says, Jesus said, there was a rich man who always dressed in the finest clothes. He was so rich that he was able to enjoy all the best things every day. Alright, let me repeat it. Say, Jesus said, there was a rich man who always dressed in the finest clothes. He was so rich that he was able to enjoy all the best thing every day. That is what the Bible tells us. I just read it in English Revived Vision. Now let me read it in a message, so that as we continue you will understand. You may have it in a different language that you have. You can read in whatever language that you have. Luke chapter 16 verse number 19 said, there was once a rich man expensively dressed in the latest fashion, wasting his days in competent consumption. Now, Jesus, he told his disciples, he told the people as he was teaching, as he was preaching to them, he said to them, there was a rich man who always dressed in finest clothes, meaning this man was always wearing the clothes which are expensive. He was not wearing, like nowadays, he was not wearing the clothes which were bought from a pep or a jet, but he was wearing the clothes from, this big shop that when you buy the suit, you buy it with around maybe 20,000 for a suit. Now, this man, he was a man who was wearing those kinds of clothes. Now, the Bible says he was so rich that he was able to enjoy all the best thing every day. Because he had money, he was able to do whatever that he can do. You know, sometimes when you have money, when you are rich, you do whatever that you want to do. You go to places where even if you don't feel like you want to go, because you have money. Now, the Bible tells us about this man by the name of a rich man. Remember, the Bible does not tell us his name. The Bible tells us that his name was Rich Man, but it doesn't tell us his real name. That he was very rich. Every day he was able to enjoy whatever that he had. He was very rich, and he was able to wear the expensive clothes, the clothes which were very expensive for him, because the money was not a problem. He was able to do whatever that he wanted to do on his own time, because he was very rich. Now, let's go to verse number 20. Verse number 20, it said, there was also a very poor man named Lazarus. Lazarus' body was covered with sores. He was often put by the rich man's gate. Alright? Let's read it in the message as well. It's saying, a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, has been dumped on his doorstep. Now, the Bible says, Jesus continued to tell them that there was another man as well who was a poor man. His name was Lazarus. Now, Lazarus was a poor man, but the Bible also tells us about his name, that his name was Lazarus. Now, the Bible tells us that the way he was poor, his body was covered with because he was not eating enough. It's like he had what we call a kwashiorkor. Kwashiorkor is a disease that if you don't eat very well, you develop that disease called kwashiorkor. Now, maybe Lazarus, he had this disease called kwashiorkor, because the Bible says he had sores all over his body. He was often put into a rich man's gate. You know, every time they were putting him where? On the gate of a rich man. Because he was very poor. Now, being poor, also it is a very, 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 very dangerous thing. And being rich as well, it is very, very, very a dangerous thing. It need it need you to understand. That is why I like when David prayed the prayer, he said, Mudimu ntusa orgeska huma orgeska wagaskadi, you could help me so that I may not reach, I may not be rich, or I may be poor. Put me in the middle between rich and poor, because if I'm gonna be rich, I'm gonna break and forget about you. Now if I'm poor, I'm gonna complain and complain and complain and not thinking about you. But if I'm in the middle, I'm gonna be able to praise you. I'm gonna be able to do whatever that I do, because I am in the middle of being poor or being rich. Now here the Bible tells us that the poor man, the way he has suffered, he did not have a food to eat until he developed a disease called kwashiorkor. Now all over his body he has some sores which were caused by lacking some vitamin in the body, because he was unable to afford things. Maybe he was unable to afford even the bread, because it was very difficult for him to achieve things. Now when we continue, the Bible says they always they were putting this man in a gate where the rich man stays. Now always they were making sure that they put this man on a gate where the rich man was staying. I think maybe in their mind they thought that when we put this man there, the rich man will see him, and the rich man will be able to give him something to eat. Because with the rich man, the food was not a problem. With the rich man, the food was not a problem. The everything for him was not a problem, because he was very rich. Now the poor man, whose name was Lazarus, was always there complaining. Now we go to verse number 22. Before we go to verse number 22, let me just remind you that we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. So now let me just do this as we are continuing to meditate the song by Elijah. So just enjoy the song, then we will continue, come back and continue to meditate.
Glory of God, beautiful King.
What a song by Elijah. Glorious God. That's a song that it was playing. Now we are continuing. Remember tonight we are talking about hell and heaven. Which hell is real and heaven is real. That's what we are talking about tonight. Because every time people they say there is no hell, there is no heaven, nobody went to heaven, nobody went to hell. Now that is what tonight we are meditating with. As we continue to meditate, we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Just for a soul. Our number is 0832894658. 0832894658. Or you can WhatsApp us on the very same number, 0832894658. Or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. It is awesome. It's going to be awesome as we continue to it. At the time, it's 10 to 7. It is 10 to 7 CAT African time. Whoever we have just tuned in now, we welcome you. As we continue to meditate, I am Pastor John Mamabolo. Around 7 o'clock, Pastor Pat will be joining me tonight. Today he is live in the studio. He is live, not live, live. Ne? He is not next to Swaziland. He is right next to Midrand. Now he will be joining me as we will be meditating together. It's going to be awesome. As we'll be talking about hell, heaven, that these two, they are real. As we just read in the book of Luke, chapter 16, we read verse number 19, we read verse number 20, then now we are reading verse number 21, where it said, Lazarus wanted only to eat the scraps of food left on the floor under the rich man's table. And the dog came and licked his sores. It's very difficult, okay? The only thing that Lazarus wanted, because sometimes when you don't have money, when you don't have food to eat, you eat whatever that you think. Even if people, they see that this is no longer food. Well, not because you don't have food to eat. You will eat whatever that you see. You will even go to a dustbin trying to get a food so that you can eat. Now here the Bible tells us that, remember, the rich man had everything. He had money. He was enjoying his money. You couldn't tell him that you are misusing money, because for him money was everything. He had everything. Money for him, like maybe for him, 10 rand was nothing, because he had money. He had money. So now, the Bible says he was enjoying the money, going wherever that he was going, but he lacked something into his life. Now, the poor man by the name of Lazarus, he couldn't have anything. For him to get food, it was tough. And that is why for many years he had a problem with the sores all over his body, because he could not have food. I think he developed the disease called kwashiorkor. Those who have done in biology, those who are doctors, they will tell you what is kwashiorkor. Kwashiorkor is the disease that if you don't eat, enough food. If you don't eat food, you end up being having, like your body will somehow shrink, you will be somehow. That I think that is what Lazarus said. Now, the Bible tells us that in verse number 21. Remember, in verse number 20, they said they were making sure that they put a poor man into the gate of a rich man. Now, number 21, it said, what Lazarus was wanted was to eat the scraps of food left on the floor under the rich man's table. When the rich man eating, when they were falling down, you know, those small things that when you eat, sometimes they fall down. Now, the poor man was happy for that, so that he can eat. But when he wanted to eat, the dogs were coming. They also wanted to eat what the poor man was eating. It was very, very tough, because he did not have the clothes to wear. He did not have water to drink. It was difficult for him. That is why when we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4:11, it said, even now we still don't have enough to eat or drink, and we don't have enough clothes. We often get beaten. We have no homes. Now that is 1 Corinthians 4:11. I wanted to show you that when you don't have food, when you don't have something to wear, it is very, very, very difficult. Because if you don't eat, it is tough. If you don't wear, it is tough. Now that is what happened to the poor man. It was very difficult for him. He did not have a place to sleep. He was always need something to eat. It was tough for him. Now, whatever that, he was excited only when he eat where the rich man, he was sitting where the rich man was eating on the table. When the rich man eat, the smaller piece of the food were falling down. Now, the poor man wanted to eat. When he wanted to eat, the dogs were coming. Then they started to leash his sauce, because he had the sauce which now they were worse. Okay. They were very, very worse. Now, when we go to Matthew chapter 15, verse 27, it is saying that the woman said, yes, Lord, but even the dog eats the pieces of food that fall from the master's table. Okay. That was happening with the poor man. The dogs were eating the pieces that were coming, or that were falling down from the rich man's table. Now the poor man also was eating, but also the dogs were eating. Now, as we are continuing, we go to verse number 22. Verse number 22 is saying, later, Lazarus died. The angel took him and placed him in the arms of Abraham. Later, Lazarus died. The angel took him and placed him in the arms of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. Now, there are things that I want you to understand here. Okay? The Bible says the first person who died first was the poor man. Where he died, and the Bible says the angel took him and placed him in the arms of Abraham. Now, what I want you to understand, that when we die, this body will be left in the earth, but the spirit, which is the inner man, will go out. Now, what happened here is when the poor man died, they took his spirit to, they took the spirit and they placed his spirit, or they placed him, because a person is a spirit. A person is a spirit. Now, they placed him in the arms of Abraham. And the rich man also died and was buried. Now, they were all buried. Okay, they were all buried. But Lazarus, when he died, they took him, they took his spirit, and they placed it in the arms of Abraham. And the rich man died, and he was buried. Now, when we go to Job number 3, let's read it, what it said. If I had died when I was a boy, I would be at peace now. I wish I were asleep and at rest with the king and the advisors who build places that are now in ruins. I wish I were buried with rulers who fill their grave with gold and silvers. Why wasn't I a child who died at birth and was put in the ground? I wish I had been buried like a baby who never saw the light of day. There the wicked stop causing trouble, and the weary find rest. Even prisoners find relief there. They no longer hear their guards shouting at them. Everyone from the great to the least important will be there, and even the slave free from his master. Now, that is what Job was saying, that he wished that he could have been died when he was a boy. Now, as I speak now, I believe that there are people who wish that they could have died while they were young. Because why? There is too much responsibility. Because there are people who always say that when it's better if a person die when he's still very, 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 very young, or when he's still a child, because he won't go to hell. That's what people they say. They say he will go to heaven. Now remember, tonight we are talking about heaven is real and hell is real. We meditating with the scripture Luke chapter number 16 from verse 19. As now we are in verse number 22, as I was explaining to you that Lazarus died, okay, and the angel took him and placed him in the arms of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. Okay, they all died, but Lazarus was placed in the hand of Abraham, which means the soul was placed in the hand of Abraham. Because I sometimes hear people saying that when somebody die, he is rested, he is in peace. And Hanti, we forget that when the spirit leave the body, and then that is where they say I the person has died. But the thing is now, it depends where you going. Because Lazarus died, the angel took his spirit, and then they place it in the hand of Abraham. And then the rich man also died and was buried. Now, I gave you the scripture, which is Job chapter 3, 13 and 19, trying to explain to you that Job, saying that he think if he died when he was still young. And as I told you, that there are people who wish that they could have been died when they were still young, because of things which are happening now, because of things which they are taking place. Now, let's read Revelation chapter 14, verse number 13. It said, "Then I heard a voice from heaven. It said, write this, from now on the a great blessing for those who belong to the Lord. When they die, the Spirit says, yes, that is true. They will rest from their hard work. What they have done will stay with them." Okay. He said, I heard a voice from heaven. I heard a voice from heaven. It said, write this from now on, that the great blessings belongs to those who belongs to the Lord. Because when they die, the Spirit says, yes, that is true. They will rest from their hard work. Okay, meaning the Spirit says that they will rest from their hard work. I heard a voice from heaven. I heard a voice from heaven. Now, let's just go to the break. Then we will come back. As I promised you that Pastor Pet will join me tonight. But I want to go there at a break with the song by He's Able. He's able to do everything. Then we will continue when we come back. Just enjoy the song.
The power that flows.
He's saying God is able. Now tonight I'm saying to you, God is able to change your situation. Don't give up on Him. He will make sure that He changes your situation. His name is God. Now I'm welcoming Pastor Patrick in our studio tonight. It is awesome. I welcome him. I was playing the song "He's Able." Now I want to play this song as he have entered in the studio. I'm gonna play the song "Mighty Man of War" as he's already here in the studio. Kuzoba lead. Let me just play this song as he in the studio so that he can feel welcomed, and we will continue. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. 0328946585 is our WhatsApp number. 0328946585. You can call us 0328946585. You can SMS us, or you can say BTGM Radio on Skype, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can chat to us on www.radio.bythegrace.org. Tonight we are talking about heaven and hell, that heaven is real and hell is real. Those two things, they are not the same. Now enjoy this song. And so that I welcome my guest tonight, my co-host tonight in the studio.
I'm
Yahweh. That is the song that is playing by Jimmy D. We call by your name. Nobody can do the things that God does. He is God, the one who created the heaven, the one who created the earth, the one who also made sure that the hell is there after what the devil has done. Remember, the hell was not there in the beginning. The hell was not there when God created the heaven and earth. The hell just came after. So now I welcome Pastor Pratt in the studio tonight. I welcome him. Let me just welcome him. Muruti, I welcome you tonight in our show. I welcome you tonight in our show.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate the time to be invited and to be part of the show tonight. And I just also want to greet every listener, wherever you might be in the world. I say I greet you in the most wonderful, the most precious name there ever has been, the name of Jesus Christ. And I hope that we're going to have a wonderful time tonight, and we're going to learn from each other, and we're going to enjoy, for this is indeed the day, the wonderful day that the Lord has made. Thank you so very much.
I hope, Murudi, you have rested, because I have noticed that you were in Lent, Lenicia. So I hope your body is rested. You are ready to kickstart and to prepare for the another assignment. I hope you are rested enough.
Well, we try all we can, but obviously ministry, pastorship, and preaching the gospel is a full-time job.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get awoken in the middle of the night, sometimes early in the morning, sometimes late at night.
Mm.
Nevertheless, God is good, and He gives us the strength when we are weak. He gives us the power to just press on. So we try to rest, even though time is not enough, but we try all we can.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, it is nice to hear that, as long as you rested.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was there. It was tough. Eh?
It was very tough. It was tough and wonderful at the same time.
Yeah. So people yeah. Were yeah. So yeah, we are continuing, Murudi, as we are talking about heaven and hell. That these two, they are real.
Yes.
Because
definitely.
There are people who are thinking that heaven is a joke.
It's a children's story.
Yeah, a hell also is a children's story. Who went there? Now we just read in the book of Luke chapter 16.
All right.
And that is where we just read, so that we can understand, so that people they can understand when we see heaven is real and earth is real.
Yeah.
Now we were in verse number 22.
Okay.
Where it tells us that the angel took, after Lazarus died.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel took him and placed him to the end of Abraham.
Yeah.
But when it said to the rich man, it just said the rich man died
and was buried.
Was buried. So they are two things which when a person look and say, but I don't understand. The poor man died. They took him, meaning he was not buried. People they will say, but we don't understand. Does it mean that he was not buried? Why? Okay, he died. They took him, they placed him in Abraham's hand, but now the rich man died, he's buried, but they all died.
They all died. Oh, well, yeah. Now we need to understand this. 22 says the time came when the beggar died. Mm-hmm. The beggar being Lazarus, of course.
Mm.
And the Bible says, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side.
Mm-hmm.
The rich man also died and was buried. Now, two things are happening here. This man, the beggar, is dying, and the angels carry him to Abraham's side.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't carry his physical body, but they carry. When we talk about you, you are the soul, and you live inside a tent that is called a human body.
Mm-hmm.
Now the human body will obviously go back to the soil where it belongs, where it was taken from, because the Bible says He made man. He took him from the soil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so your body is made up of soil and it goes back to the soil. Mm. But now your soul is the one that will be taken if you were or if you are born again. Is the one that is going to be taken and be lifted by the angels and be taken to heaven. Obviously, formerly, it was Abraham's bosom. Because remember, the Jews were the children of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in our times, the equivalent of Abraham's bosom is heaven, where we shall be. That is why the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and the Lord is in heaven. So when we die, we are taken to heaven.
Okay. So now, I want us to look into this as we are discussing about it, that the angel took him and placed him in Abraham's hand.
Yes.
Which is, where? Okay. Now, how many heavens do we have? Because people, they said they have five heavens, some they said three, some they say one, some they say two. But now, when we read in First Corinthians,
yes,
when Paul said, I was in a third heaven,
yes,
okay, meaning it is not one heaven, because he said, I went to third heaven.
Well, definitely, Paul says he was caught up in the third heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's mathematics. If there's a third heaven, there's a second heaven.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a second heaven, there's a first heaven. Mm-hmm. So already we know that three. But then can we say limited to three? If only he was caught in a third heaven, it does not automatically mean that there are only three heavens. We are only taught about three heavens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only what we know. We may not know the number. We have never been told in the Bible
yes,
the number of heavens.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have been told is the fact that Paul was caught up in the third heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It might be possible that out of 10 heavens, he was only caught up in the third heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Or out of 4 heavens, or out of 3 heavens, he was caught up on the third heaven.
Mm.
You know, so it's very important that we don't assume that there are only three heavens only because Paul was caught up on the third heaven.
Okay, so but in other words, we can say it is not only one. It's not, I mean, the way it is, because as we say, according to the math,
yes,
I mean, if there is a third, meaning there should be two, there should be a second and first.
Yes,
I
just also want to bring in something else here.
Okay,
if you read the book of Deuteronomy 10:14.
Mm-hmm.
It says, to the Lord your God belong the heavens, even the highest heavens, the earth, and everything in it. So now, we begin to also understand another layer here.
Mm-hmm.
That, for instance, if you read the book of, the same book, if you just read King James Version, it says, behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's.
Mm-hmm.
So now, there are heavens,
and
there are heaven of heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Which means there are layers upon layers which we may never know yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we will only know once we are there. The whole exposure of the heavens.
Mm.
You know, so we only know that Paul was caught up on the third heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But you also understand that he created the heavens and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's plural. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's more than one heaven. That is why the Bible says God is in heaven. But at the same time it also says that heaven and earth.
yeah.
It says heaven and earth will pass away.
Mm.
So there's a heaven that has been contaminated by the devil that will pass away.
Mm-hmm.
But not all the heavens will pass away.
Yeah.
So it's complex like that. But what we know, to answer you shortly, is that we only know of three heavens.
Just because
we only know of three heavens,
it doesn't
does
mean
not
that there
mean
is a three
that
heavens.
There's three heavens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I hear you, Murugu. Okay.
Yeah.
Now it said They took him,
yeah,
and placed his hand to the hand of Abraham. Right,
that's right. Yes.
Now, meaning, whoever who have just passed into this world,
yeah,
if he was born again,
mm-hmm.
we start by going to the hands of Abraham,
Which is equivalent to heaven.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yes.
Yes, definitely. Because the Bible says to be absent from the body. It's talking about the believers.
Mm-hmm.
It says for the believers to be absent from the body. In other words, once hutui urisile, ene ine le motho ya pholositsweng ka nnete a tsamaya ka ditsela tsa modimo ana le halalelo. Once the person is absent from the body, the next thing that happens, the Bible says, after death there is judgment.
Yeah.
And that's where a decision is made, but God already knows that decision.
Yeah.
Now you go to where you worked for and where you belonged. If you belonged to heaven, you go to heaven.
Okay.
If you belonged to Hades or hell, which is basically just Greek and Hebrew, it's the same thing, Hades and hell. That's where the unbeliever will go to. Now, there's something that we always do, especially in the funerals. We say, I, Orisile, he's in a better place. And we say, the person is in the better place. And I think we really should avoid that because we don't know. We don't know whether that person is in a better place or in a place that the Bible says is the place of gnashing of the teeth. In other words, a very difficult place, a place of torment. Not everybody who has died has gone to heaven. Some have gone to hell. And even the people that died today, some have gone to heaven and some have gone to hell. You know? And, you know, sometimes we say things like, well, may his soul rest in peace. As though we can reroute the destination of the person after that person has departed. We cannot reroute the destination. You know, after the person has died, there's judgment. There's not justification. Justification is only this side of the grave, not on the other side.
Now, meaning it doesn't matter if, even if, because there are people whom when a person died, they baptize the person. They baptize the person when he died. They said, no, we clean his sins so that he can go in peace. Now, some they say, okay, when the person die, they come and pray. And they said, we want... Now, what we are learning here in the Luke verse that we are reading, saying that when they both died. What I like, they said, the Bible said they both died.
Yes.
They died.
Yeah.
Okay, they were all buried.
That's right.
But here, the Bible tells us that they took his body to the hands of...
Yes, to the bosom of Abraham.
Now, the rich man died.
Correct.
They buried him.
Yeah.
Okay. Meaning when they buried him, he went to hell. His soul
yes.
went to hell.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, because now, I want us to, let's read Psalm 49, 6 to 12.
Okay.
When it talks about, it said, they think their wealth will protect them. Okay.
Yeah.
And they brag about how rich they are.
Yeah.
But no one has enough to buy back a life.
That's true.
And you cannot bribe God.
Yeah.
You will never get enough money to pay for your own life.
Yeah.
You will never have enough to buy the right to live forever and keep your body out of the grave.
That's right.
Look, the wise die the same as fools.
Yeah.
And stupid people.
Yeah.
They die and leave their wealth to others.
That's
the
true.
Grave will be their new home forever.
Hey.
Okay?
Yeah.
And how much land they owe will not make any difference.
It will not make any difference. You know, people think they can buy their way through. You know, they think they can buy the VVVIP seats of heaven just because they've got a lot of money. But I also want to explain something here. That there's a difference in the Bible between wealth and riches. A person who is rich and a person who is wealthy. A person who is rich, according to the Bible, is the person who has accumulated resources and believes on those resources. And because of that, that person develops arrogance. That person develops rudeness. That person develops dependence in such a way that he believes he does not need God. I need God for what? Because I've got all the cars in the world. I've got all what I could ever ask for. I've got health. I've got wonderful children. I've got beautiful wife. I've got, you know, all these things that money could buy, basically. So that person is rich. And a rich person and a wealthy person. A wealthy person is a person who has accumulated wealth. A person who has accumulated resources. Now, we don't mean that a person who is wealthy and is born again will go to hell.
Yeah.
We're not trying to say that. You know, we're talking about a person who has accumulated wealth, but that person believes in the wealth that he has.
Okay.
You know, that is why the Bible then says, Runa, we don't trust in the horses,
mm-hmm.
you know, or beautiful cars or beautiful houses or, mm-hmm. or great monies in the bank account, but we mm-hmm. shall trust in the name of the Lord.
Okay. So okay. Like, let me read verse number 12. I will just bring something in.
Yeah.
People may be wealthy, but they cannot stay here forever.
That's true.
They will die like the animals.
Yeah.
So I want to add what you just mentioned, Murray, that there are people,
yeah.
even some pastors, ne?
Yeah.
whom they say that if you are rich,
yeah.
You will go to hell. There okay. are those who, yeah. who are saying that, meaning they said, no, you must bring all your wealth to us.
Your riches, yes.
Yeah, because you go to hell.
But because you're rich.
Yeah. So some they said, no, you know, when you're rich, you can't save God. That's what they say.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now, I think last month or last of last month, I saw somewhere in Nigeria.
Okay.
There was a person who died. He had money, that guy.
All right.
Now, when he died, they said, apparently, he said to them, when I die, you must go and buy a new car.
Okay.
You bury me with that new car. Ne? He died.
Okay.
They did what he said. They went and buy the new car.
Okay.
Then they buried the man with the new car.
It seems as though there is, you know, something between the lines there that he thinks that his wealth will buy him the transport.
Yes.
To move from the physical world
mm-hmm.
to the spiritual world.
Yeah.
Now, there's no physical car in a spiritual world.
Yes.
In a spiritual world, it's a different dimension altogether.
Mm.
So that thinking process is not a very wise thinking process.
Yeah, because you see, that's why they are still, you know, as we live in this world, there are people whom they say, we only attend the church so that when we die, the pastor will come.
Okay. And bury us.
Yeah. They have that thing that, okay, if I die, the pastor is not coming and pray, meaning I will not go to heaven.
Well, if once you have died, it doesn't matter how much a pastor can pray.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot reroute your destination.
Okay.
Nobody can be born again on your behalf.
Okay.
It's a decision that you must make whilst you are still on this side of the grave. And all those type of things. They don't work because you are the one that must believe in your heart. And confess with your mouth and live the life of holiness, then you shall be rewarded with the eternal life. But if you have already died, there's nothing that a human being can do to convince God to reroute your path once you are gone. Because once you are gone, you meet Jesus on the other side, but when you meet him on the other side, he's no longer the advocate there. He's the judge. And what the judge does, he only gives a judgment. He does not advocate for you.
Now meaning now he is advocate. Now he is. You can say to him, sorry. I mean, he will forgive you because
yes,
he is having that forgiveness for now.
Yes.
But when I pass, immediately when I die,
yeah,
there's no longer forgiveness.
There's no grace on the other side.
Yeah. As long as if I die now.
Yeah.
Then on that other side, there's no longer forgiveness.
No, there's no grace on the other side.
And then the money will not talk for me.
No, not at all.
Okay. What are we saying to those who are in the books of a church? All right. They wrote their name in the book of the church.
Yeah.
And they've been promised that when you die,
yeah,
because you are in the book of church, you will go to heaven.
Well, remember, a church is a church, or a church can be a building. You know, now, the book of the church, it's good for you to be in the book of the church. I'm not despising that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we get to know the number of people and we get to know who attends with us, mm-hmm. and you know, for many other logistics,
yeah.
you know, so we do not despise that,
mm.
you know. But now, those that will go to heaven.
Mm.
Are those whose names are not just written in the book of the church, but are written in the book of life. That's what the Bible says. I believe it's the book of Revelation chapter 22.
Mm.
You know, that, and the books were opened. That's mm. what the verse says.
The verse is, yeah.
Yeah. And it says, those whose names were not found in the book of life were thrown in the lake of fire. Mm. Even if they were found in the book of the church.
Mm.
Now, let me tell you something. There are people in, not everybody that is in the church is a believer. Not everybody that is in the church will go to heaven. Let's be honest with you. That is why the Bible says, and the judgment will begin in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Because not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, will see the kingdom of God. Mm. Not everybody that are wearing uniform and go to the church mm. means it.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense now.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Okay, now, let's just continue, Murdi, because now, we were in verse number 22 where it tells us clearly that he died. Ne?
True.
Maybe they did not bury him with the coffin. Maybe. Because,
okay.
remember, he was very poor.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that he was very poor where he could not have even have food to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't have, like, when he wanted to eat,
yeah.
the dogs were coming and eat.
Yeah.
Like, he eat, but the dogs come.
Yeah.
Okay? But now, I think maybe he didn't have a coffin to bury him. They just, I think.
It's very much possible. It's very, very much possible. Because, remember, in those days, you had to buy a temporary coffin.
Mm-hmm.
And they would put you in that coffin. Or at least your family... Mm. Would buy a temporary coffin for you, mm. and then you'd be put in that coffin for a period of a year until your body decays into bones,
mm.
and once your body has become bones, then now they would collect
mm.
Those bones,
mm.
and then they would take those bones and bury them in now your permanent burial place. So
okay.
it's very much possible. I agree with you that because he was such a poor man,
mm.
he probably wouldn't have had, you know, a casket or anything to be buried in.
Mm.
That is so, you know, for lack of a better word, that is dignified.
So, okay. Now, but I think when the rich man died,
yeah,
because he had money,
mm-hmm.
Maybe they buried him with the casket that saying,
convoy,
for, you know, you can't be decayed for maybe
for a period of time.
For a period of time.
Yeah, there's what we refer to as embalming.
Mm.
When you are being embalmed, especially, you know, the significant figures of the society,
mm.
they were embalmed. In other words, there would be special type of mafura, a special type of oil,
mm-hmm.
and other spices that would be poured and sealing the people with them so that the flies could not penetrate the skin and lay eggs and create dibuku and all those type
mm.
of things.
Mm.
So, yes, definitely the rich man probably, you know, even the governors came.
Mm.
You know, the convoy was there.
The president.
The white casket.
Yeah.
The band. The music. It was wonderful. It was heavenly. Even though the man was not going to heaven, but his burial most likely would have been heavenly. Because he was a rich man.
So, but you see, Murudi, this, like, I personally, as I said, I have a problem when the people, they want to call the pastor when somebody died. But when somebody was alive, they were not having that thing of, see, we're going to call Murudi to come and preach or give us a prayer.
Yeah.
But when somebody has died,
yeah,
they want, on during the funeral, that the pastor must come and preach and pray before they take the coffin out.
Yeah.
So, I have a problem with that. That, I have a problem. That is why now you see people now, they just go to church for the sake of going. So
yeah,
that, because...
So that a pastor could be available.
Will be available.
At the funeral.
The pastor will not charge them for money.
Yeah.
Because nowadays I realize that the pastors, they charge for them to come and do the burial.
Yeah, so it's more like a funeral insurance to say I'm just going to church so that whenever I die, there will be a pastor available and there will be a church building available where, you know, the service could be made. And then the pastor would pray and then I'd go to heaven. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't.
Okay, let's read James chapter 1:11. It said, as the sun rises and gets hotter, it heats, dries up the plants, and the flower fall off.
Yeah.
The flower that were so beautiful are now dead. That is how it is with the rich. While they are still making plans for their business, they will die.
That's true.
I mean, sometimes,
you know, a rich person is a person that has pride, that has arrogance, that has rudeness, that has no time. Here's another thing that I want to significantly, you know, talk about. You know, a person who always says, you know, I'm just too busy. I don't have time. You know, I've got appointments throughout the week. You know, you're bringing so much focus and so much priority on what you can accumulate, but you never get to have a priority or prioritizing God or prioritizing Christ or a time to go to church, a time to pray with the believers, a time to read the Bible, a time to pray, a time to meditate, you know, because you are so busy doing business and you forget God. You know, sometimes a person who has become like that is a person who has become rich. It's not about how much money you have on your bank account, but sometimes you are rich with you know, time for other things, but no time for God. And people like that, if you may be listening right now and you think, I'm just too busy, man. I don't have time. You know, I have meetings throughout the day. I cannot pray in the morning because I'm already late. I cannot pray during during lunch because, you know, I have a lot of things on my mind. You know, that is a very prideful mind. If you cannot create time for God, for Christ, it also means that you don't prioritize him. You don't you only view him as an option, as a spare tire.
Okay.
You know, he's only a spare wheel in your life instead of him being a steering wheel.
Okay. Now let's continue, Muruti. We go to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse number 9, as number 10, as we're talking about hell and heaven.
And heaven.
That hell is real and heaven is real. Now, meaning, before a person can go to hell, he need to die. But there's a time where we're not going to die.
That's
right. Like during the, when the rapture comes.
But
now, everybody who goes to heaven, he need to die.
Yeah, well, I would say most of the people. I'm being sensitive because I'm thinking about Enoch. And I'm also thinking about Elijah the prophet. You know, that Enoch walked with God and he was no more. And the book of Hebrews then explains that he actually did not die. You know, and so was Elijah. With a whirlwind, and he was taken to heaven. So most of the people have to die. You know, I remember one day I was an investment specialist at some particular company, a big company here in South Africa, and I met one of my clients, and so we were just talking and, you know, planning for the future, even when he's no more, for his wife and kids and things like that. And he said he's a born-again Christian, so he believes he's not going to die. So there's no reason for him to basically...
So you remind me of I'm not going to mention the name, but there is a one of the preachers here in South Africa. He said he's never going to die. He said wherever he was preaching, he was saying he's not going to die. He's going to be just disappear. That's what he was saying.
Hey, that is a very dangerous narrative to preach.
He said one day they wanted to shoot him. They never shot him, and so on and so on. Now, as I speak now, he died. Now, the way he died, when I tried to check, they said he had sugar something.
Diabetes.
Where, yeah. Where he went there, they told him that, no, well, you need to reduce 1, 2, 3, 4. And then he continued doing whatever that he was doing.
Yeah.
And then he continued saying he's not going to die. What he will do is he will just disappear like Enoch.
Oh.
Now, he died now. He died. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes we say things that they're going to put us in a problem.
That's very true. We have, sometimes we get to say things that we don't understand. I mean, the Bible is very clear. You have read it. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 2. It says, everyone will die someday. You know, that's what it says. It says, what it is so bad. It says, here's what is so bad about everything that happens on this earth. Death catches up with all of us.
You know, it will catch us.
Yeah, it will catch us. It will catch all of us. You know, the reason there is Enoch and there is Elijah, there are reasons why those people never died. Enoch happens to appear in the just before or before the law of Moses. He lived in the Adamic times. And Jeremiah, sorry, and Elijah lived in the Mosaic times. Now, they signify rapture. They signify rapture. That those which did not die during the time of the rapture, if they are still alive, they will be caught up without going through death first. You know, so they symbolize rapture. But now, Solomon comes in and he clarifies it. He says, everybody, everybody
is going to die.
Is going to die. We're all going to die, but now there is, the Bible speaks about the first death and the second death. You read the book of Revelation chapter 22.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It talks about the first death and the second death. The first death is when we all die, separation from the body.
Yeah.
You know, the body goes back to the ground. Now, the second death is the death where those which were unbelievers are thrown in the lake of fire.
Yeah.
You know, so this, the first death, everybody's going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all going to, okay. Okay, let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 18. It said, I also saw great and beautiful funerals for evil people. Okay.
Hey.
I also saw great and beautiful funerals for evil people.
Yeah.
While the people were going home after the funeral service, they said good things about the evil people who had died. Okay?
Yeah.
They said good things about the evil people who had died.
Yeah.
This happened even in the same towns where the evil people had done many bad things.
Hey. We do that all the time.
Now, even on Saturday, people were burying people.
Yeah.
You find that somebody killed many people.
Yeah.
When a person goes there, they said, this man was sonalukile, he was very good. He will just buy you a cold drink when you buy it. But he killed many people. So now that is what Solomon is explaining, that he saw great and beautiful funerals.
Yeah, for evil people.
For evil people.
Yeah, where, being praised.
Yeah, because where people, they say many things, even if you know that this people was a drunkard.
Yeah.
But when people gonna go there, they're gonna say he was very, very, he was a nice man.
He wouldn't hurt a fly, you know, and all. I just feel that we become too sensitive to the moaners to the point of lying to them for the sake of comforting them. But that we should not do. We should never do that. You know, rather, we'd rather talk to the living, you know, and use the dead as an example of either wickedness or righteousness, instead of, you know, and ending up speaking the untruth for the sake of convincing. For the sake of comforting those which, you know, for instance, comforting his wife and children and say, ah, unalukile, unale raiti, unasnabutata le moto, unasalwani le moto, whilst the person was a murderer.
And you found that the person had killed many people, and everybody knows, oh, he was stealing.
Yeah.
But even now, I realize that there are some pastors, those pastors, whom they do that, preaching about that person, that how
he's in a better place now.
He's in a better place.
Yeah, he's in heaven.
And
to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But now we don't put in the conditions.
Yeah, we don't put
as to who is absent from the body, who will be present with the Lord. Not everybody will be present with the Lord.
Mm.
Only the righteous will be.
Mm. Okay, Murud, I think let's go to a break. We will come back and continue with verse number 23.
Amen.
We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Our number is 03-289-4658. That's our WhatsApp number. The very same number, it works as a telephone number you can call. The very same number, it works as SMS. You can send SMS. Or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. Or you can email us at radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us on www.radio.bythegrace.org. There's a chat box there. Now we are By the Grace Radio. So let's just do this.
Time to meditate. Take your 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Gentleman Soul.
James ne saying that I smell favor. I am favor. Now that is what he's saying as we are continuing to meditate. It is awesome in the studio. I'm with Pastor Pat. We are talking about heaven and hell. That heaven is real. And hell also is real, where we meditate, reading in the book of Luke chapter 16. We started from verse number 19. Now we are in number 22. Now we are going to number 23, where in verse number 22 it told us that later Lazarus died. The angel took him and placed him in the arms of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. Now, number 23, it said, he was sent to the place of death and was in a great pain. Meaning, when they took Lazarus' soul and placed it in the arms of Abraham, they said, the rich man also was sent to the place of death and was in a great pain.
That's right.
Okay. He said he was in a great pain.
That's true.
In hell. Because when we read in Psalm chapter 9, verse 17, it said, the wicked will go to the place of death, as will all the nation that forget God.
That's right.
Meaning the place of death, it is hell.
That's true.
Okay. The place of death, it is hell.
That's right.
Meaning when you die, immediately when I die today.
Yeah.
If I was a wrong person, I did not know Christ, when I die today, then straight I go to hell.
That's true.
Straight I go to hell.
Yeah.
I don't go to the first hell or the second hell or third hell.
Yeah.
I just go straight to hell.
You go straight to hell.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me put it this way. Once again, if you've just joined us, I'm greeting you again. This is Pastor Patrick Ndebele. And I just want to go into this, that obviously hell and Hades is one place. It's just Hebrew and Greek. You know, hell and Hades is one place. Let me put it like this: a person who goes to hell is like a person who goes to a holding cell. Like when you are caught and you are guilty and you are brought into a holding cell, and you stay there until the day of sentencing. And the day of sentencing will be the day where you will be sentenced to what we refer to now as the lake of fire. You know, the lake of fire or Gehenna.
Okay.
Meaning the same thing. So basically, yes, there is no first hell or second hell. Hell is hell because hell is hell. In other words, there's torment there. You know, there's pain there. There's crying there. There's no hope there. There's no grace there. There's no turning back there.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, let's go to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 5. It's saying, she is on a path leading to death, and she will lead you straight to the grave. Now, I don't want to go much into who's the, but I wanted to show the people that hell is real, because it shows that this person will lead you to death.
Yeah.
And she will lead you straight to the grave.
That's right.
Meaning now, before you go to the grave, you must die.
That's true.
Before they take me, they bury me. I die first, then they put me to the grave.
That's right.
They don't put the grave and I die.
Yeah,
it's not like the day when people, they say, many people, they say, worry, the day when we're going and bury you, that is where, like, when we are carrying the coffin.
Yeah.
The pastors are in front there.
Yeah.
And then they're saying, the pastors are the one who deciding
where you're going. you are long gone by then. By then you are long gone. The only thing that is left is the house that you were living in. And it's an empty house. There is no longer a soul there. You know, it has departed and it has gone to a place where it was working. You know, it has gone to the command center. Mm. If your command center was heaven, then you have gone to heaven. If your command center was hell, then you have gone to hell. There is no in between there. It's either black or white. There is no in between there where we say we're still praying for him. We're still requesting that God would open doors for him. There's nothing like that, you know. And then comes to this thing of, you know, there's been so many people now which have been saying they have traveled to hell and they even took selfies there. And
they say this is the ticket,
you know. And they have best-selling books of who they saw in hell and all these things that the Bible doesn't tell us about, you know. So we must be very careful about believing such things. What we know is that heaven is real, and hell is real, and a person who is a born again Christian, you know, would go to heaven. You know, which is an equivalent of Abraham's bosom. And a person that was not born again, or a person that was just a churchgoer, even, you know, that person, we know the Bible says that person is a wicked person, and that person will go to hell. You know, so we should try by all means not to beat around the bush when it comes to these things.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's read 2 Peter chapter 2.
Okay.
Verse number 4. It said, when angels sinned, God did not let them go free without punishment.
That's right.
He sent them straight to the hell.
Hey.
He put those angels in cave of darkness, where they are being held until the time when God will judge them.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, meaning the hell was created for the people who are sinning, who are doing sin.
Yes.
The hell was not created. God did not create hell in the same place, at the very same time when he created heaven. Now, the hell came after.
Yes.
After people, they did sin. That is where God realized that it's better I create hell.
Yeah, that's what the Bible says. If you read the book of Matthew 25:41, I'm reading from the New International Version. It says, then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So I just want to reiterate and agree with you fully, men of God, that hell was not initially created when heavens and the earth and everything, because the Bible says after he has created everything, he said, it is good. It is good. Now, hell is not good. So I agree with you that hell was then created after the sinning and the rebellion of both Satan and the one third of the angels, or the one third of the angels, you know, when then God created the eternal fire, because remember, there's no repentance for angels. There's no Satan as well is amongst the cherubims. You know, he was an angel. He's a fallen angel now, but now there is no repentance for an angel, because there's no one who can die for them. Remember, the spirit cannot die. Cannot die. So I agree with you fully that, you know, hell was created for Satan and his angels. Now, everybody who listens to Satan will join Satan in the lake of fire.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
So, okay. Now, let's go to Revelation number 20, verse 13 and 14. It said, the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and hate gave up the death who were in them. And these people were judged by what they had done. And death and hate were thrown into the lake of fire. This lake of fire is the second death. That's what we spoke about as we were continuing that.
That's right.
There's going to be a second death.
Yeah.
Meaning that now, when a person dies now,
don't
think that it's over. Because people will like to say that he have rested. I hear many people that said he's been suffering, now he's rested.
Yeah.
Until they don't know that he's still going to suffer.
That's right.
The suffering that won't stop.
That won't stop. Yeah, you see, it's very important for us to catch this, that if you are born again, if you are born the second time, in other words, if you are born twice, you will die once.
Okay.
If you are born only once and you are not born again for the second time, if you are born once, you will die twice. You will die the death that we all die, that type of death where there's a separation of the body and the soul, and the second death, which is eternal torment in the lake of fire.
All right. We are continuing. We were in where he said he was sent to the place of death and was in great pain. Then the Bible said he saw Abraham far away with Lazarus in his arms. After he was thrown into a place of death, which is hell, he saw Abraham far away.
Yeah.
Now, far away, but he was able to see.
Yeah.
I'm not sure far away with how many distance.
Yeah.
But because the Bible does not tell us the distance the distance between heaven and hell.
And hell.
It doesn't tell us the distance.
Yeah.
But it just tells us that it was far away.
Yeah.
Where he was able to see. Meaning, it was a place where he was able to see.
Yeah.
Where the eyes will just end.
Hey.
Where the eyes will end. That is far away.
Yeah.
Where my eyes will see, I won't see beyond that sight.
That's right.
That is where eyes. That's why the Bible said he saw Lazarus in Abraham's arm,
far away,
when he was in hell. Meaning, those people who are in hell, they are able to see those who are in heaven.
Yeah, the what could have been.
Yeah,
the what would have been.
Yeah, because here it tells that the rich man saw Lazarus, in the arms of Abraham.
That's right.
Now that he saw that is meaning, if I die now, I go to heaven, and then somebody dies, he goes to hell.
Yeah,
if that person knew me while I was in this earth, he will knew me when I'm in heaven, because he tells us he was able to spot. I mean, remember there, it was not only Lazarus, the lots of them were there. That the Bible is not, we want, like, they were there.
Yeah.
Moses was there.
Yeah.
Noah was there. Like, lots of them were
lots
there.
Lots of them.
But he was able to spot on Lazarus.
Yeah. He remembers Lazarus very, very well. That guy that was sitting right there at the gate, and every time when I came in with my convoy, with my beautiful car and my beautiful suit and my shiny, you know, my shiny shoes, and he was begging for food, and I told him, you know, just go to hell, you know, only to find that I'm the one that was about to go to hell. Yeah. So he knows Abraham very well. And by the way he sees him now, the sores are gone. There are no longer sores there. He's looking fresh, you know. And it's something that is very important on how we also look into this. That the rich man now would want the help coming from Lazarus. That Lazarus would draw him water, no matter how little that water is. Whilst he had no care of him. That also takes us to something. You know, the Bible says we should treat the poor well. You know, I had an opportunity for a number of years to minister alongside you, and we have traveled so many places here in South Africa, different provinces.
Yeah.
You know, and I saw you treating with value, you know, people which are higher than you and people which are less than you. You never undermined them, and you never looked down on them or undervalued them. Even people which are mentally retarded.
you know, but you're able to treat them with respect, with love, and you value them as human beings, regardless of where they stay, whether they stay in the shack or they stay in the mansion, whether they're short or tall, whether they're dark or light, or anything of that sort. So as Christians, it's also something that I believe it's a value proposition that we should understand, that it's very important for us how we treat people. You know, he treated Lazarus very bad whilst he was still alive, and he had it all. But things has turned now.
Yeah.
Things have turned now.
Yeah, yeah.
The same Lazarus that was a beggar now, he is wealthy through grace. And the man is looking for something as little as just a drop of water.
All right. Let's go to number 24. You know, before we go there, I was just checking a song. It goes in here on what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was sang by this lady. This lady by the name of who's that lady? Brenda Fassie. That song, it talks about Libitla and dying and when I die and don't cry and something. But I think as we continue with the show, I will get that song.
Yeah.
I will get it. So now we are going to read. We read verse number 24. It said, as he saw Lazarus, like far away.
Yeah.
He called, Father Abraham, have mercy on me.
Mm.
The very same person who had everything.
Yeah.
The very same person who had money, who did not care about God. When they tell him about God, he was saying, don't tell me about God. When they were telling me that it's Sunday, let's go to pray, he was telling them that I run my business.
Hey, you know what? He is saying a right thing at the wrong time.
Yeah.
He is saying, oh, Abraham, have mercy on me.
But, you see, Murudi, he's saying, Father Abraham.
Father Abraham. He even calls him a father now.
Yeah, now, but in a wrong
time.
Late.
It's too late.
You say it in a wrong time.
Yeah.
Now he said, have mercy on me.
Yeah.
Send Lazarus to me so that he can dig his finger in water and cool my tongue. I'm suffering in fire.
In this fire. Hey. So there's fire there.
There's fire.
There's suffering there. There's torment there.
Mm-hmm.
There's thirst there. And listen to this. Now Jesus says to us, he says, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they will be filled. So if we thirst for right things now, whilst we are still on this side of the grave, we will be filled. We must thirst for righteousness. We must thirst and hunger for righteousness. And the Bible says, if we do that, we seek the face of God when we shall be filled. You know, now, here's this man. He's thirsty for water. You know, first thought, obviously, he's thirsty. He wants to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
But on the second level, on the spiritual level of things, he takes water as the word of God. He says, Abraham, send Lazarus to preach to me, to give me the water, because water is the word of God, which cleanses us. But even if they can preach for him after the grave, after he has departed, it does not matter any longer, because there is no mercy over there. There's only a crying and pain and torment. You know, mercy is only this side of the grave, not on the other side.
So now, you see, Murudi, what surprises me here, it's like when he was still alive, he didn't care about Lazarus.
Hey.
Ne?
Yeah.
He was not valuing Lazarus as a person.
Yeah.
Because now, if he was valuing Lazarus, he was going to give Lazarus a proper food.
That's true.
That time he was not giving Lazarus a food.
Yeah.
Lazarus was just getting whatever that was falling down.
Yeah.
I remember sometimes when we eat, there are things which are falling down there. That was Lazarus was eating.
You know, so basically, the rich man is saying in his mind, Lazarus is a man just as I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working hard. Mm-hmm. I've worked hard for all I have. Yeah. He does not say it's by the grace of God and I'm blessed so that I can be a blessing to others.
Mm.
He says, I worked hard.
You know, he becomes arrogant. He becomes rude to Lazarus. Mm-hmm. You know, he can afford to take Lazarus to a best doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He can afford to buy Lazarus some medicine. He can afford to buy him, you know, or to have him a house where he can live in.
Mm-hmm.
He can afford to give him proper food.
Mm.
But instead, Lazarus is eating that which is falling from his table.
Yeah.
It means he has no regard for who Lazarus is. You know, we got people like that on earth. People which have, you know, they banalima hetaman. They have they live in glass houses.
Mm-hmm.
They are people which are, you know, they have high horses.
Mm.
And they look down on others. They undermine others.
Mm.
They think they are better.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's not the grace of God for what they have.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's because they are wise,
mm-hmm.
because they worked hard. You know, whilst it is by the grace of God that we have what we have, be it the resources, be it the wealth, whatever it is that we have. It is God who makes it to rain both for the wicked and for, you know, for the righteous. So now we sometimes must be the type of people that are not like the rich man. We must care for one another. That is what Peter says. He says, little children, in order for you to show that you are the children of the Father, love one another, care for one another, pray for one another.
Hmm. Yeah, you see, now, meaning now the rich man,
yeah.
He see Lazarus now as something. Now,
yeah.
But now the wheel have turned now.
Yeah.
That time Lazarus was nothing.
Yeah.
But now, because the rich man is in fire now.
Yeah.
He's in hell.
Yeah.
He managed to spot on to Lazarus.
Yeah.
I mean, there were lots of them. There. Moses was there.
Yeah.
Many people were there.
Yeah.
But he was able to spot Lazarus.
Yeah.
Then now he said to him that, my father Abraham,
hey.
Please, can you send Lazarus to me?
You know, people like that are very dangerous people.
Mm.
These are the people, Morutiwaka, which only remember you when they are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They don't remember you when times are good.
Mm-hmm.
When they're throwing parties, they never call you.
Mm.
You know, when they've got bonuses, they never call you.
Mm.
They never call to say, hey, man of God, how are you? How are you doing? You know,
mm.
But they, once they are sick,
mm.
suddenly they know how to get your number.
They know how to get your
You know,
yeah.
when they are stuck, suddenly they know your number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the type of people that are being demonstrated by the rich man here,
yeah.
You know, so we must be the people that take care of each other when times are good, so that when times are bad, we'll be remembered.
Mm-hmm. Now he's saying that you send Abraham to me so that he can dig his finger in water,
mm. Yeah,
and cool my tongue.
Why can't he do it himself?
Yeah, why can't he do himself? Because
yeah.
He was the rich man. He was able to do everything.
Yeah, because before he thought Lazarus was filthy. You know?
Mm.
Now, he thinks that the finger, the very same dirty finger of
mm.
Lazarus,
mm.
that is full of sores, he would drink from that finger, that mm. same finger.
Mm.
What makes him to change his mind so suddenly?
What makes him change his mind suddenly? Okay. Now, he said, I'm suffering. In
this
fire.
The reason you're suffering.
Why he's suffering. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if they tied his hands, I don't know. I mean, when he say call Lazarus,
yeah,
I'm suffering.
Yeah.
Maybe his hands were tied.
Yeah, it means in hell there is incapacity. A person is incapacitated. The person is unable to do that which he is willing to do.
Mm.
Your will does not operate there.
Yeah.
You know, you march when they tell you to march. You know, when they torment you, you cannot defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot pull yourself out of the fire. There's mm. nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tough.
Okay, we are about the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. It is 8:20. We are meditating. Our number is 0328946 58. That is our WhatsApp number. Or even you can call us 2783-289-4658. Or you can even SMS us on the very same number. Or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us on www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you select, there's a chat box on the right. Then you can chat to us with whatever that you want to know. Maybe you may have a question. As we're talking about hell is real,
and heaven is real. Our scripture is in the book of Luke chapter 18, chapter 16. We read from numbers 19. Now we are in number 24. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. I am with Pastor Pat Mndebele in the studio tonight. It is awesome.
Amen.
And we are meditating, each and every one who've just joined us now. We want to say to you that we love you. We are meditating. Now let's just go to the break. As we come back, we go to the break with the song. One of the song that was recorded live in one of our assignments that we had. It's a powerful song. I love it very much. Then enjoy the song. We'll come back and continue.
Thank you.
Yeah, that song was recorded in one of our assignments that we had. What a powerful song. So we are continuing to meditate. I am Pastor John Mamabolo. I am with Pastor Patrick Mundebele. We are meditating, talking about heaven is real and hell is real. Yeah. We read in the book of Luke chapter 16. Now we are in verse 24, where we started from 19. It is awesome, and if you may have a question that you want to ask, you are welcome to do that on the number, WhatsApp number, 2783-289-4658. 2783-289-4658, WhatsApp number. Or you can call 2783-289-4658, or you can SMS the very same number, or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can chat us on our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. There's a chat box there as we are talking about hell is real and hell is real and heaven is real. Remember, hell was created to those, it was created for those who are sinners.
That's right.
It was not there in the beginning.
That's true.
It just came after the devil rebelled. And that is what hell was created. Now, we were saying here, I was saying to Murudi that when Lazarus was still alive, the rich man did not care about Lazarus.
That's true.
But now, when Lazarus is in heaven, now the rich man is in hell. Now, he is able to beg. He's begging now. That time he was not begging the poor man. Now he's begging. He is begging Father Abraham.
Yeah.
Now there are people now who are still alive. They don't care about God. They don't care about Father God, or they don't care. They are care of doing things. But when somebody is about to die, you will hear them when they care. They want God to help them, and some people when they died.
Yeah,
their family will come and they even call you and said, please come and just do the last prayer before we call the hash. Mm. I mean, what is that going to do? It's not going to change. Wherever person was going, it's still going. My prayer is not going to change.
No.
It's not going to cancel.
No, it's not going to reroute a person to another destination.
Mm.
You know, we... there's no way you can pray for someone who was going to hell and the person has already in hell, or that person is already in hell. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cannot reroute that. As much as you cannot reroute a person who is now in heaven,
mm-hmm.
and taking that person out of heaven and bringing him to hell, that's confusion.
Mm.
And God is not a God of confusion. He's not going to do that, because He has given us an opportunity, and also He has also given us, you know, the extra time, sort of an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, the grace period is the period after the normal type of repayment for, you know, for insurances has passed on.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's this little time that we call the grace period.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. It means I so chai mara ibatla ichaya
kasibakanya. Yeah.
It'll chai. Okay. So in other words, get extra time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like in football. You got 90 minutes, and then you got an extra time.
Mm.
That's a grace period where you are given.
Okay.
And you must use it for your benefit.
Okay. Now we go to verse number 25, Murudi.
Okay.
It's saying, but Abraham said, my child. I like Abraham.
Hey.
I mean, now, He's saying, my child, remember you lived. You had all the good things in life.
Hey.
But Lazarus had nothing but problems.
Hey.
Now he is comforted here and you are suffering.
Hey.
But Abraham said, my child. Now he's Abraham who is responding.
That's right.
Because the rich man called Abraham. He said, Father Abraham. Now the father Abraham is responding to the child. Now he's saying, my child. Because the reason why he said, my child, because he said, Father Abraham.
Yeah.
Now Abraham is responding with a humble heart.
Yeah.
He couldn't say, you are nothing but the rich man. You remember? No, he started saying that, my child.
Hey, you know what? You remind me of the story of a prodigal son.
Mm-hmm.
And you were preaching about it just recently. Mm-hmm. Both of them are sons.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them is prodigal.
Yeah.
Now, Abraham says, my son, but he knows that this son was a rebellious son, was a prodigal son.
Okay.
You know, he says, remember that you had an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ. Remember you had an opportunity to do things right. You had the chance. Now, the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, time and chance is given to everybody. Everybody is given the chance and everybody is given. You cannot say, no, I did not get a chance. Or I did not hear the word being spoken. You know, one way or the other, you are given the time to respond and you are given the chance to hear the word of God. So there is no justification. That is why then Abraham says here, if I'm reading from my version from the NIV, says verse 25, says, but Abraham replied, son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, whilst Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in agony. You know. So you had an opportunity to change the situation whilst you still could. And you didn't. You despised the preachers as they were, you know, pitching the tents and calling the sinners into righteousness. You know, remember. That is why it's very important for us, whilst we are still alive, we must remember him who has made us. And we must abide by him. You know, sometimes we just enjoy the benefits of God, but we don't like the God of benefits.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very important for us to remember. To remember all that he has done for us, sending his only begotten son to come and to die for our sins, that whomsoever believes in him should not perish, but have the eternal life. You know, so he's reminding him on the fact that I sent preachers before. They preached the gospel, but you did not want to listen. You did not want to change your heart. You did not want to turn around. You did not want to repent. You just continue to do business and making money and you know, drinking as you could, and being an adulterer as you could, and being a murderer as you could, and being a liar as you could. Remember. And I believe that some people will be told those things one day, but I pray that people will change their minds whilst there's still time, whilst there's still a chance for them to repent, whilst there's still a chance for Christ to be the mediator, to make sure that he creates a reconciliation between a human being who is a sinner and God.
So now you see, already I like when they respond of Father Abraham.
Yeah.
When he said that,
my child,
and he said that, remember when you were still alive, that you were having good thing in life. Good life was good.
Yeah.
But Lazarus had nothing. But what I like about Lazarus, he had nothing, but in his soul, he was very rich.
Amen.
He was rich in spirit.
Yeah.
But physically, he was poor.
Amen.
Now the Bible said, now we are comforting him here. He was the reason why he was in the hands of Abraham.
Yeah.
He was being comforted.
Yeah.
Now, after they comfort him,
they put him aside.
Yeah.
Like, meaning everyone who does, you first pass at the hands of Abraham.
That's right.
To comfort you first.
Yeah.
Before he put you aside.
Hey, and here's another angle that we just want to need to touch in, Muruti.
Mm-hmm.
That just because you are poor,
mm-hmm.
it does not mean that you're going to go to heaven.
Yes, 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 yeah.
And just because you're wealthy, mm-hmm. it does not mean that you're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
You know, there is a spiritual understanding to that. When we're talking about riches, we're talking about an arrogant person, mm. a person who listens to nobody, a person who doesn't care about nobody, a mm-hmm. person who doesn't care about going to church, a person yeah. who doesn't care about praying, about God, about who God is, mm. because he believes that he himself is a God.
Mm.
You know, and so this angle as well, you know, because we have so many people which are not so rich in Africa, especially, mm-hmm. you know, and all over the world, basically, there are poor people and there are rich people.
Mm.
And people should not believe or take the story of Abraham and say, just because I'm poor, then heaven is mine. I'm going to go to heaven and be comforted. You know, it's about believing. It's about having faith, because the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please him. You know, yeah. you must accept him. It's mm. not just about the fact that just because you are poor, therefore you've got the prerequisite. It's not about that. There mm. are a lot of poor people that will still go to hell.
Mm.
Hey.
Yeah, ne? Okay. Yeah, what? Okay. Now we go to number 26, Murut. Okay. It's saying, also, there is a big pit between you and us.
Mm.
Okay. Now, Abraham is saying, okay, now, remember that you had everything, mm. but at the time now, Lazarus is being comforted. But the problem is, there is a big pit between me and you. Between me and us.
Yeah.
There is a big pit.
Yeah.
And no one can cross over to help you.
Even if I want.
And no one can come there from there.
Yeah.
Now, meaning, this pit.
Yeah.
There's no other way. You can't jump it.
Yeah.
Because there's a fire there. The pit itself hey. Is having a fire.
Yeah.
Now, that separate the two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Separate the hell.
Yeah.
And heaven.
Hey, you know, it repeats something that you have been saying earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
That a soul of a person cannot be rerouted by a prayer of a pastor mm-hmm. once the soul has departed,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the body. In other words, a person that is in heaven
mm-hmm.
cannot escape heaven even by his will. He cannot escape heaven and go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that is in hell as well, mm-hmm. he cannot escape hell and go to heaven, because there is a, in my version here, in the NIV, it says, and besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. Once the soul has departed from the body, it goes to where it belongs, to its commanding post, be it either heaven or hell. And once you are there, you cannot leave.
Hmm. Now, meaning like, as it's saying that there is a big pit
yeah.
that is separating between us.
Yeah.
And no one can come there, no one can
go from here.
Come from here.
Yeah.
All right, when we go to Luke chapter 12, verse 59, it said, I tell you, you will not get out of there until you have paid every cent you owe.
Hey, hey.
Meaning now, for him to be able to be able to survive there in hell,
yeah.
he must pay every cent.
Yeah.
Which, but is not going to pay every cent, because the devil is not going to leave him to go.
Yeah.
Immediately when you are in hell, yeah. the devil is not gonna allow you to come
hey,
out of there.
Hey, you know, you remind me of this story
mm-hmm.
As you read the book of, is it Luke 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remember a man that was working for a prince, mm-hmm. and so he was issuing loans to other people, and he also owed.
Mm-hmm.
And now he was requesting loans from those people, and those people could not pay back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know the story. We can read it. It's mm-hmm. a story for another day. For those that are listening, they remember the story.
Mm-hmm.
And because He was forgiven, but he did not want to forgive others. Mm-hmm. His debts were cancelled, but he did not want to cancel the debt of others. Mm-hmm. As a result, then he was pulled out, and the prince then reinstated the debt that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you're going to go to jail because you owe me. You know, I forgave you, but you could not forgive other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, another issue here that can take some of us to hell is the issue of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. You know, if we are not the people that forgive, we run a risk of going to hell. You know, people sometimes will offend you. People will call you names. People will undermine you. And sometimes people would do horrible things to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but because we have been cleansed and forgiven by God, we also carry in us the spirit of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. It's very, very important, you know. Where there is forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
marriages remain stable.
Yeah.
Where there is forgiveness, families remain stable. Where there's forgiveness, churches don't split.
Mm.
So it's another element that we must look into it. We live and sometimes we fellowship with Christians which are so bitter and so angry that they cannot mm-hmm. forgive.
Mm.
And since judgment is going to begin in the church, if there's unforgiveness in your heart, the Bible says sin cannot enter heaven. So if you carry sin with you, tough.
It's tough.
Because heaven is real.
Mm.
And hell is also real.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
And this is a message that, you know, most of the prosperity preachers would never touch in. They want to tell you how blessed you're going to be. They want you to receive. They want to tell you about hyper grace.
Mm-hmm.
They want to tell you about the fact that you can have everything that you want to have here on earth. You can wear whatever you want to wear. You can live in whichsoever beautiful house you want to live in. You know, but they don't tell you about the heavenly places. They don't tell you about the fact that we are only visitors here. We don't belong here. Soon and very soon. Oh, you remember that song? Soon and very soon,
yeah.
We are going to see the King.
Yeah. It's one of the songs I was wanted to check on the thing there.
Yeah, soon but, and very soon.
Yeah.
Okay, Muru, let's go to Revelation number 20, verse 10. It said, and he, the one who ticked these people, was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur with the beast and the false prophet.
Yeah.
They will be tortured day and night forever and ever.
Hey, the trinity of the wickedness is Satan, is the beast, and the prophet.
The false prophet.
Yes. Yeah.
The false prophet.
The false
meaning,
prophet.
Meaning,
hey.
All false prophets will be there. It doesn't matter. The Bible says that they will be there.
Doesn't matter the number of followers.
They will be tortured day and night.
Doesn't matter how accurate the prophecies were.
Yeah.
But if you're a false prophet.
Prophet, yeah.
Tough for you.
Tough for you. So people, they know. Even our listeners, they should know. Because we see the false prophets with their fruits.
Especially here in Africa.
Especially in Africa.
And all over the world, yes.
All over the world. Mm-hmm. So, let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. It said, they will be punished with a destruction that never ends.
Hey.
They will not be allowed to be with the Lord, but they will be kept away from His great power.
Mm.
Yeah. They will be punished with a destruction that will never end. Good. Have you seen Murudi being punished with something that is never end?
Hey.
They torture you, the fire that will not stop.
Yeah,
that is what was happening to the rich man.
Yeah,
so he was being tortured until he saw Lazarus far away.
Hey, the most greatest pain that a being, be it a human being, could ever face is separation from God.
Mm.
You know, so to be in hell, to be in the lake of fire. Remember, it's a lake of fire, but it's dark in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's deep in there.
Yeah.
It's painful in there. It's sorrowful in there.
Mm.
There's no hope. There's no help.
Mm.
You know, there's no chance. And there's ample time. There's forever time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't say, at least after 2 years, I'm going to come out.
Mm.
You know, and by the way, You will wish to die, but you can't die.
Yeah.
Because remember, you're a spirit.
Mm.
You are tormented forever, and you wish that mountains could fall on you, that you die, but you can't.
You can't, yeah.
So that's why the Bible says then in the book of Revelations, it says, "And they will burn with the fire that is mixed with the furnace that is mixed with sulfur forever and forever."
Mm.
It's an unending type of an agony. And I don't want to be there. I don't know if there's any other listener that might be listening on this show tonight here in South Africa that might want to be there or wherever in the world.
Mm.
And we can escape that through inviting Jesus Christ in our lives and living the life that is fitting that one day, you see, God will say things to us. To everybody who dies, God will say something.
Mm.
It's either God will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Or he will say, "Go ye away from here. I don't know you. I never knew you." It doesn't matter how many people knew you. But if God says, "I never knew you," that would be the most painful words that would ever come from the creator of the heavens and the earth. So, we want to say to everybody that is listening tonight here in South Africa and above and you know around the world, we want to say surely heaven is real and hell is real, and the Bible says choose choose wise and choose life. Seek him whilst he can still be found. Search him whilst he can still be found. That's very, very important.
All right, so we continuing, we are going to verse number 27. The time is 8:47 Central African time. We left with 12 minutes, but we still left with 3 verses to go. It is awesome, but we'll push until we finish. We're not gonna cut, but we shall push until we finish. Okay. Now it's saying, the rich man said, now the rich man is responding now.
Okay.
"Father Abraham, send Lazarus to my father's house on earth." Now meaning now, he's responding, he's giving Abraham the alternative.
Okay.
Yeah. He's saying to him, he's not now, he's not saying, he's saying, then the rich man said, "Then please, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to my father's house on earth." Now he's saying, "Please, Abraham, send Father Abraham, send Lazarus to my father's house on earth."
Yeah.
Okay. We go to the 8. He said, "I have 5 brothers. He could warn them."
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. What happened now? Okay. Okay. Where were we now?
At
28. "I have 5 brothers. He could warn my brothers so that they will not come to this place of pain." Now here is now is remembering his brothers that they must not come where he is.
Yeah.
Now he's saying, "I have 5 brothers, so that Lazarus will go there and warn them."
Yeah.
"That they must not come where I am."
Hey.
Meaning that hell is real.
Yeah.
He's warning them now that. Go and he's saying, "Lazarus, Papa Abraham, Papa, not Major Abraham."
Yeah, okay. I hear you.
Yeah,
hear you.
But he's saying, "Father Abraham, please send Lazarus, send Lazarus to my house on earth,
on earth,
because I have 5 brothers."
He has something that he never had before. Now, all of a sudden, he has honor for Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has respect for Abraham.
Yeah.
And he has care for his family in his father's house.
Mm.
And he even, you know, he even treats, you know, Abraham with and Lazarus with respect. You know, something that he was required to have before.
Mm.
He never had, but now he has it.
Mm.
But it doesn't matter now. Even if he can kneel down, he can cry, he can roll on the floor, he can fast, he can pray for 40 days and 40 nights.
It's not going to help.
It's not going to help now.
Mm.
Yeah.
So now, he's remembering his five brothers now. He said, I have five brothers.
Mm.
Ne? I have five brothers.
Hey.
Okay. Let's go to Psalm 49, 12, 13. People may be wealthy, but they cannot stay here forever.
Mm.
They will die like the animal.
Hey.
That is what happened to all who trust in themselves and to anyone who accepts their way of life. Meaning, if a person trusts to himself, not to God.
Mm.
Okay, as you said, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
We're not going to live forever.
Mm.
And it said, we die like animals. Ne? People are dying like animals.
Yeah.
As we speak now, there are people who died now. Ne?
Yeah.
There are people who died now. There are people who died now. So, okay, let's just play this song. Then we're going to continue when we come back. Let's just see one thing I desire. Then we'll come back.
That one thing will I seek for, that I may dwell in his house and inquire in his temple, and behold the beauty of my beautiful Savior. Goes like this. David said this: one thing that I desire from the Lord, oh my, that one thing will I seek for, that I may dwell within his house and inquire in his temple and behold the beauty of the Lord. I'm not worried and I'm not dismayed. I never will run away. No, I won't fear the enemy. No, I won't. No, no. When they come at me, they're gonna fall. For your power will conquer all. It's just one place I wanna be, Lord God. That place, one thing that I desire from the Lord, yes. That one thing will I seek for, that I may dwell within his house and inquire in his temple and behold the beauty of the Lord.
Yeah, we were playing the song. Yeah, we are back. The song that is playing here, it's one thing that I desire by Donnie Matlen. One thing that I desire for, as we continue to meditate And the time is 4 minutes to 9 CAT Central Time. We're still meditating. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. I am with Pastor Patrick Mandebele in the studio. I am Pastor John Mamawula. We're doing this show together. Time to meditate, talking about hell is real, heaven is real. Our number 0328946 58 +27 8328946 58 WhatsApp number +27 8328946 58 You can call there +27 8328946 58 You can SMS there, or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. Or you can chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. On the right-hand side there, there's a chat box there where you can chat to us. We are By the Grace Radio, station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. We're still meditating. We were in verse number 29. Now we're going to... Okay, we were in verse number 28. Now we're going to verse number 29. Where we are told that the rich man said, Father Abraham, can you please now send Lazarus so that he can speak to my five brothers that I have? Now it's saying, listen to what Abraham said. But Abraham said, they have the law of Moses and the writing of the prophets to read. Let them learn from that. That's what he said. Abraham responding, he said, but they have the laws of Moses and the writing of the prophets to read. Let them learn from that. Mm-hmm. Now, what we are saying here is, he was saying that they have the law of Moses, which is the Bible. They have the prophets, the book of the prophets to read, which is the Bible. They should learn from it. There's no other way that Lazarus will come here and go there and tell them. If they can't listen to the Bible, if they can't listen to people who are preaching, as we continue to preach as By the Grace Ministry, going all over preaching, if you can't listen to us, there's no other way that you can listen Abraham. There's no other way that you can listen Lazarus coming here and telling you that I've been sent by so and so who is in hell. He said, I must tell you that you mustn't come from hell. Mm. So that is what is currently happening. Mm. That they should, if they not listening to the scriptures, there's no way that they will go.
Yeah, which brings me to something, man of God. Mm-hmm. As we close. But it's a story for another day. Those people. I mean, Abraham says that nobody is going to leave there, mm-hmm. and go and preach to the five brothers.
Yeah.
Because those five brothers, they've got Moses and the prophets that they can listen to. Now, the story for another day then is, those people which went to heaven, for a holiday, perhaps they took selfies and they came back. We don't know about that. And they came back and they've written many books about who they met in heaven, how they took a walk, and the mountains that are there, and the people that they met. Most of them met their grandmothers and whosoever they met. It's a story for another day.
Yeah, it's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to verse number 30. It's saying, the rich man said, no, Father, but if someone come to them from the dead, they will decide to change their life. No, Father. Now it's a debate. They're debating now.
What do you know?
He said, no, Father. Because Father Abraham told him that there's no way. If they can't listen to the law of Moses, if they can't listen to the prophet's prophetic book, there's no other way. So now, now the rich man is saying, but no, Father, if someone who comes from here and goes there, they will listen.
They will listen. Hmm? You know, he's not used to being opposed. He always had his way because he was a rich man. You know what they say? They say a joke of a rich man is always funny.
Mm.
People always laugh when he makes jokes, even if the joke is not funny, but people laugh.
People laugh.
Because he's a powerful man. He's a rich man. You know, so he was not used to being opposed. Mm. Everything that he said, people said, yeah, hey, you wise man.
Yeah, you wise man. Yeah.
You have spoken. Yeah. Hey, you are great. You know, obviously people like to listen to, you know, wealthy people, even if they are wrong.
They are wrong.
You know, we take their advice. But here's something that I believe is very, very important here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can you oppose and disagree with the father of faith?
Mm-hmm.
Abraham is the father of faith.
Mm.
He's the man that walked with God, talked with God, listened to God, and obeyed God. You know, and he walked with God for many, many, many years.
Mm.
You know, and here is this young man that is so wealthy with shiny suits, and he thinks he's got something, you know, that he can try and disengage Abraham with.
Mm.
You know, so it's very important. This also means that, you know, sometimes the New Age preachers, you know, we try to have our way at times.
Mm-hmm.
But the old preachers like Bo Eli, like Bo Reinhard Bonnke, you know, those that have been there for many years preaching the gospel of Christ, there are things that they know that we don't know. You know, it also means that at the same time, you know, and we like to reason instead of obeying.
Obeying,
You know, God does not want our reasoning. He wants our obedience.
Yeah.
And it shows that this man, even though he has some honor for Abraham for what he wants, but he doesn't have obedience.
Mm.
He is trying to justify his way through to have what he wants. Isn't it happens all the time that we try to justify our sins?
Yeah, we try to.
Instead of repenting.
Mm.
We say, Amara, God understands. You know, yeah, God understands. And that, you know. God is a God of love, you know, and we just continue to do what we do. God wants from us faith. He wants from us holiness. He wants from us obedience.
Mm.
In that way, then, the reality of heaven would become our reality as well.
Yeah. Okay, so we are continuing. We go to Revelation 16:9-11. The people were bent by the great heat. They cursed the name of God who had control over the plagues, but they refused to change their hearts and live and give glory to God.
Mm.
The fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and darkness covered the beast's kingdom. Mm. People beat their tongues because of the pain.
Hey.
People beat their tongue because of the pain.
But they don't want to change their hearts.
They cursed the God of heaven because of their pain and the sword they had, but they refused to change their hearts and turn away from the evil things they did. Alright? So, now, we go to verse number 31, which is our last verse for tonight. It's saying, which is our the last verse here, but we will give you the referral scripture if it needed. But Abraham said to him, if your brothers won't listen to Moses and the prophet, they won't listen to someone who come back from the dead.
Yeah.
You see, Murudi, I am surprised when these people who are going there, coming back, telling us and people, they believe them.
Yeah.
Because here the Bible tells us that if they can't listen to Moses
and the prophets of God, yes.
I mean, they can't listen to anyone who comes from the dead.
Yeah, they won't even believe.
If they can't listen to us as we preach.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other way that they can listen to, they can hear somebody who goes there and said, I have a ticket to heaven and come back.
Oh, you I remember the story of a person who was selling tickets to heaven. And
yeah.
And people were buying them.
Mm.
You know, as though it's just a flight from Johannesburg International Airport to London.
Mm.
You know, and people bought into that ideology. You know.
That's what they did.
Yeah, people now, they as long as you come with a good sales speech, people will believe without searching the scriptures and finding out how true that is.
Yeah.
We are living in that world, in that society now. But those who hold on to the word of the Lord, the Bible says to us, it says, and those which hold on until the end shall be saved.
Mm.
You know, so, and it says to Joshua and to us, don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth.
Mm.
It says meditate upon it day and night.
Mm.
And that's what we need to do. We need to meditate upon the word of God. We need to pray always. We need to love others. We need to make sure that we do the things that Christ instructed us to do. And in that way, then we know when we are assured that through faith, we are the children of the Father, and our Father is God, you know. And in that way, we are convinced. We speak things that are not as though they are. We are convinced that heaven shall be our home.
Mm.
If you are not sure, it means you don't have faith. Yeah.
So, yeah, you see, this is, saying that if they can't listen to Moses and the prophet.
Yeah.
Now, what we're saying to our listener, to each and everyone who's going to listen to the podcast, maybe tomorrow, next year, or whenever that you're going to listen, we're saying to you that if people are not listening to the preachers who are preaching now,
yes,
there's no other way that you can hear somebody from the dead and tell you that heaven is real or death is real. Because you're not going to, you're not going to believe.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to believe, Murudi, because you're going to thought maybe they are joking.
Yeah.
I remember when we were growing up, Murudi, if you still remember, I don't know, but Rona in home, there was this guy who came. We were going there, there was no wait. We were just going there, sitting down and listening to somebody telling us the way he was a witch, the way he was able to go wherever and flying with the groom, flying with the,
yes, doing with the groom, whatever
that they were doing,
yeah.
and telling you that hell and so on and so on.
Yeah.
Now people were somehow believing because they were scared.
Yeah, they were fascinated.
For that moment, for that moment. So, and after that they continued doing their things.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me just, I think I got that song, Maruti. It's a, let me check. I think it's that song. Let me just hear. Okay. It's not that song that I wanted to...
The listeners to listen to.
Yeah, no. But it's fine. We are continuing. We will be wrapping up soon. We just want to open this. If there's somebody just listening, you wanna talk to us, we wanna give you this opportunity before we close. It is awesome where we were talking about life, which I mean hell and heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That heaven it's real and hell is real, so it's not a joke. I mean, we know that they've been saying this for many years. They're still saying it, that he's coming. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's real. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
And if you want to know this, just that you can't ask Lazarus because he's no longer here. You can't ask the rich man. He was going to tell you that, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Don't decide to come there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know, Muruti, what is your last words that you want to say before we sign off with our show tonight?
You know, thank you so very much, man of God. And I just want to say, first of all, we appreciate each and every single listener that is listening all over the world, be it India, Pakistan, Nigeria, Ghana,
Uganda, United States of America, Barbados, Jamaica, you know, Brazil, Australia, South Africa. Many South Africans also check the podcasts, and we really appreciate that, because it's very, very important that we engage on these issues and we give people right information about heaven, about hell, instead of just self-glorifying messages, messages which are more about feel-good type of messages, you know, messages that we want to hear. You know, there's a difference between a message that you want to hear and the message you need to hear. You know, so my parting shot, amongst other things, I just want to say we appreciate the listeners that tune in, and we would like to interact with them more. And I just want to say that based on the scripture we have read today, tonight, Lazarus was a real person who lived here on earth and died and went to heaven. This is not a parable. Remember, whenever Jesus Christ was talking about a parable, he would not mention names, because it's a parable, it's a story. But this one, it's not just a narrative, it's not just a parable, but it's a story, or rather it's something that really, really happened. You know, that is why there is a name of a person. Jesus Christ would not just pull out a name. When he is talking about parables, he does not pull out a name. He says there was a man, or there was a woman, or there was, you know. But when the story is real, he mentions somebody's name. And I'm so glad that he mentions the name of the one that went to heaven. He does not mention the name of the one that went to hell.
Well, yeah, because people, they were going to say, but we... so-and-so and so-and-so, yeah.
Yeah, and the preachers are sent everywhere. You know, we do a lot of soul winning, and there are preachers all over the world that do that. Listen to them, and if they preach the message that comes from the Bible, if they preach the message of repentance, you know, believe the message that they are bringing, because when Jesus started to preach, he preached a message of repentance, that people should change. It's not just about people having wealth. Wealth is good. There's nothing wrong with wealth. But what is most important is the change of heart, the rebirth. That's what is the most important thing, you know. And I want to ask you this question right now, if you are listening, wherever you are. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior? If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, do you live the life that suggests that you are born again? Or it's just simply a confession of the mouth? You know, it's very, very important for us to live a life that signifies that we are born again. You know, so as I end, I just want to say to every listener that that has been listening, we appreciate you. We love you so very much. We'd also appreciate your feedback. And we will meet. If we do not meet here, we will meet on the other side, provided that we kept the faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, so it's been awesome. We are signing off tonight with our show time to meditate. I believe that as we were busy meditating, it's time that you must now start to reflect now, as we done. Like, meditate on whatever that we were talking here. You look back now, you try to see. Like, look at the mirror and see if are you ready? If, let's say, you were gonna die today, do you think that you will go to heaven? If, let's say, you were gonna die today, where will you think you will go? You need to choose. Do you think that the way you see it yourself, will you say, yes, I will go to heaven? Or will you say, I go to hell? Now, it's time for you to decide and choose what you want as we meditate. If you say that, no, I'm not sure, it's time that you say, okay, I want to choose what is right. We are signing off. It's been awesome. We are about the greatest radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. So let's meet tomorrow, same time at 6 o'clock. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Maruti, it's somebody's birthday tomorrow. I think so.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, but I think so.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Because what we do here, we celebrate people as they still alive. Because we don't want to celebrate them when they are no longer with us.
Mm.
But we're gonna meditate. As we meditate, we'll be just touching there and there. So we thank you for tuning in. We love you very much. We appreciate your support. We are waiting for your feedback as we sign off with the song by Mercy Rewrote My Life. And we will chat with you and see you tomorrow.
For years, I traveled. My heart, oh, had lost every joy, oh, every song. Then grace placed me right where I belong. Mercy rewrote my soul cast weight.